91X News.
It's 13 degrees and mostly sunny at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Dan Taylor. U.S. forces in Afghanistan have dropped the military's largest non-nuclear bomb on an Islamic State target in Afghanistan. Reporter Sagar Meghani says it's the first ever combat use of the bomb.
There's a reason the weapon was nicknamed the mother of all bombs. It has 11 tons of explosives, so powerful the Pentagon did a formal review of legal justifications for combat use when the bomb was developed in the early 2000s.
Officials say the bomb was dropped on a cave complex believed to be used by Islamic State fighters close to the border of Pakistan. Alberta says it will spend $45 million over the next 3 years to help protect communities in forested areas from wildfires. The increased funding will be available to municipalities that want to set up a fire smart strategy in a program that includes clearing trees and brush away from communities, homes, and buildings. Forestry Minister O'Neill Carlier says memories of the Fort McMurray disaster should prompt civic officials to apply for the cash.
But probably the biggest thing that people are going to be encouraged now is because of what they've seen last year. Right. So communities are, you know, have that in the back of their mind. They don't want their own communities to have the disaster that Fort McMurray had last year. So that's going to be, you know, a part of it because it's in people's minds.
Carlier made the announcement in Fort McMurray, a city that is still recovering from the massive wildfire last May that forced more than 80,000 people to flee the region. Syrian President Bashar Assad says last week's chemical attack on a village was a 100% fabrication.
President Assad tells AFP that it was all a setup, a joint al-Nusra and U.S. operation.
The West, mainly the United States, is hand in glove with the terrorists. They fabricated the whole story in order to have a pretext for the attack.
The attack he's referring to is the U.S. missile strike. And on the U.S., he says...
Yesterday, some of their statements were defending ISIS. They were saying that ISIS doesn't have chemical weapons. They are defending ISIS against the Syrian government and the Syrian army.
Tom Rivers, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
BC's new Democrats have unveiled their election platform, which forecasts 3 years of a balanced budget made possible by increasing corporate tax rates and reversing a tax cut promised by the Liberals on the province's top 2% of earners. Leader John Horgan says his party's fiscal plan won't come at the expense of children, seniors, or people who need help.
It's affordable, it makes sense, it's fully costed, and most importantly, it's put in place with all you in mind. Not the top 2%, not those that are doing just fine with the government they have today, but put forward by a government that wants to work for you.
The BC Liberals say the NDP's plan would drive the province into debt through reckless spending. Alberta Premier Rachel Notley says Ottawa's new pot legislation is, quote, a very ambitious project.
What is important is that we make the kinds of decisions that keep criminals out of it at this point, and that preserve public health and public safety. And I think it's possible to strike that balance, but I also think that the path to striking that balance is not absolutely clear yet.
She says the province's focus will be on protecting kids and protecting health and safety at work and on highways in a cost-effective way. Comedian and actor Adam Sandler gave a special mention to Charlie Murphy on ABC's Good Morning America today. Murphy died in New York yesterday of leukemia. Sandler says he'll miss Charlie.
Can I just say Charlie Murphy was, loved him, and my respect to his family, mm-hmm. and thinking of all of you. And as a guy, he was the sweetest guy to see and talk to, and we're all going to miss him very much. Well, so it's great that you're talking about him.
Charlie Murphy was the older brother of comedian Eddie Murphy. Ontario's first balanced budget since the recession is set to be delivered April 27th. Finance Minister Charles Souza announced the date today in a speech to the Empire Club of Canada, saying that gives the government room to make new investments. He says Ontarians have been asking him to spend more on health care.
We take your priorities seriously, so stay tuned for the budget. We'll be making and giving health care a major booster shot.
The budget will also include a public transit tax credit for seniors 65 years and older, which comes after the federal government recently announced it was eliminating a 15% tax credit for commuters who buy a transit pass. Mary Ann Stills Park will be getting $85,000 worth in new track and field equipment this year as a result of holding Ontario Federation of Schools Athletic Association. Katy Perry has the story.
Tim Larry, a volunteer for OFSA, applied for a grant from the John and Bernice Parrott Foundation to purchase new equipment for the OFSA track and field meet this June.
With that $85,000, we've purchased a large amount of track and field equipment, which will stay as part of our legacy to the facility at Mary Ann Sills.
Some of the equipment that has been purchased includes a new discus cage, steeplechase barriers, blocks, lane markers, covers for the sand pit, and new hurdles.
So all of these things will stay at Mary Ann Sills for the future use of it and for anybody who runs meets there.
Larry said that the new equipment will be safer and better for future track and field meets. Katy Perry, QNET News, Belleville.
Beauty and the Beast has hit a box office milestone.
There's something sweet.
Audiences are sweet on Beauty and the Beast to the tune of $1 billion. Disney says the live-action remake crossed the $1 billion mark this week, which makes it easily the highest-grossing film of the year and the first live-action musical to hit $1 billion. And by the way, the movie hasn't even premiered in some countries yet, including Japan. The $1 billion, just a little better than the much-loved animated version from 1991, which barely crossed the $200 million mark. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
That's QNET News on 91X to 4:07 p.m. Sports is next.
With winter on the wane and spring in the air, Huff Estates Winery and Inn is the perfect destination to get out of that seasonal rut. Come by for a wine tasting of Huff's award-winning vintages. Want a more exclusive experience? No problem. They offer private tours. Get a behind-the-scenes look at Huff's production facility and see firsthand how grapes graduate to award-winning wines. Experience the taste of summer even when we're not quite there yet. Huff Estates Winery and Inn, County Road 1, Bloomfield. Uncork, unwind, unmatched.
The Toronto Blue Jays have slipped to 1-7 as the early season tailspin continues after losing 2-0 to the Milwaukee Brewers last night. Blue Jays third baseman Josh Donaldson says Toronto is trying to solve its offensive woes.
It's one of those things where you go out there and you prepare and you hope that your preparation pays off. I'm not here to make excuses for myself or for anybody else on the team. We have to figure something out, and the sooner the better.
Brad Marchand scored the go-ahead goal late in the third period as the Boston Bruins rallied from a goal down to beat the Ottawa Senators 2-1 for a 1-0 series lead in the first-round playoff series. Sens coach Guy Boucher chalked up the loss to two giveaways in the first period. In the final period, sorry.
You know, two shifts where we had the puck on many occasions, and we had done really well before that in the first two periods, and so we gave it away.
Game two goes down Saturday afternoon in Ottawa. Logan Couture was back in the lineup for the San Jose Sharks after he lost multiple teeth when a puck hit him in the face during a game on March 25th. He says he didn't play very well, but is happy with the Sharks' 3-2 overtime win over the Edmonton Oilers.
2.5 weeks, it doesn't sound like a long time, but it is a long time when you don't go, you don't play games. And for me, I enjoy handling the puck, and I was just off with timing and stick handling and making plays, receiving passes, everything wasn't there. So, another day of practice tomorrow, and I'll hopefully get better.
The Montreal Canadiens charged out of the gate to open their playoff series with the New York Rangers, but were ultimately shut out 2-0 by Henrik Lundqvist. Fourth line winger Tanner Glass got the only goal for the Rangers. New York captain Ryan McDonagh says that helped quiet the Bell Center crowd.
A lot of anxious butterflies, excitement, and just trying to, you know, find our game, find our reads out there, and certainly a goal will really settle the team down.
The win put the Rangers up 1-0 in the first round playoff series, with game two set for Friday night in Montreal. The Toronto Maple Leafs face a monumental task in their first playoff appearance since 2013. The Leafs face President Trophy-winning Washington Capitals in the opening game of their series tonight. The first two games will be played in Washington before the series shift to Toronto next week. Capitals superstar Alex Ovechkin says he's excited to start the postseason, but doesn't want to look too far ahead.
I'll take right now, game by game, period by period. That's it's very fun. It's a very interesting time for me and for all those guys.
The Calgary Flames will kick off their series tonight in Anaheim against the High Flying Ducks at 10:30, and the Chicago Blackhawks will be home to the Nashville Predators in Game 1 of their quarterfinal series at 7. The forecast for Belleville today is sunny at a high of 13, and tonight should be clear with a low of plus 2. QNET News on the air 91X and online. I'm Dan Taylor. News on 91X is next at 5.